puck luck come back to bite you guys again? I mean, I know you can't control that kind of stuff, but how much kind of aggravating is it to kind of deal with that at a time where
I thought we could have controlled it. Yeah. You don't make the DDD pass behind the net. That's goaltender follow the puck. That's what has to happen. And we're just way too lackadaisical, and it's a mental error. And that one ends up in the net, and then the third one, we've run that coverage 1,000 times. 1,000 times. Just a blown assignment. Those don't go in midget hockey, let alone the NHL. Or they shouldn't, anyway. That's what's frustrating. Because the guys battled their butts off, they played hard, and we just came down and we made some mental errors down the stretch. Well, it's tough because those are, you know, by players that have done really well for us this year, but it's magnified now because of the time of the year when that shouldn't be happening. So that's the frustrating thing. But the boys, again, a little credit, didn't hang their head, battled their butts off and got the point out of it. And so I guess the post-Olympic, the well's gone dry in the shootout a little bit for us when we used to do pretty well in them. So we're in just another thing that's tough. It's 10 in a row now in 48 hours. It's tough.
The Palat-Callahan-Philpott line had some success tonight. Was that maybe one positive to take away?
Well, I thought they had a ton of success the other night, too. They've, you know, that's been a big line for us. Pretty much has carried us here through where we are. So we're going to have to tinker with some things to find some more balance, get some scoring elsewhere. And, you know, Steven's coming back, but it's going to take him a little time to get back to normal. But you lose players and you bring players in. We have basically 3 new forwards playing, and it takes time. You got to find chemistry, find what works. So that's what we have to do.
Not the mistakes are usually mental fatigue or whatever, but mm-hmm. You know, you're not that far away from the Olympic break. Does it surprise you that they're kind of mental breakdowns?
I'd have to look at the league. I look at some teams have kind of gone in the tank, which we would probably be regarded as one of those teams, and some teams have taken off. I haven't really looked to see like the balance of who played in the Olympics and who didn't during that time. I don't know. I think it's hard. I don't have the answer for that. In my head and the energy we had coming out of the Olympic break, I thought I would never have suspected the results we were getting. I think it was probably a little tough for us too. We started on a pretty tough road trip to open the break. But to me, it's not really any excuses. We've had leads in pretty much all these games, so and we're coming up, you know, short on the point total. You know, as I said, we eked the point out here tonight, so there are obviously positives about getting points. But to me, I thought there was clearly 2 on the table tonight, and we left 1.